Caleb will say, hope all is good. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Mem. Still in the Get Shechrur Avadim Dabim. And Sugi's over here, so we're here at the bottom. Amar Rebbe Zira, Amar Rebbe Chanina, Amar Rebbe Ashi, Amar Rebbe. A lot of quotes in the name of Rebbe, but the story goes like this. If Eved Shenosa as Bas Chorin Bifnei Rabu. And Eved, right, gets married, right, to a free woman, right, a woman, regular Jew, in front of his Rebbe. His Rebbe is there. Who's his Rebbe? Not his Rebbe. His master. His master is his Rabbo. So again, the Chorah, right, and Eved is not allowed to marry a free woman. But there it is. Everybody's at the chuppah, mazel tov. So the Gemara says, Yatza l'chirus. He's already free, right? As Rashi says, the lav d'shachrei, if the master hadn't already, if the master hadn't already freed him, so lav shavik le minza baschorin, he wouldn't just stand there and let him marry a free woman. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said to, I guess it's Rabbi Zera, right? Because Rabbi Zera started this whole the whole conversation. Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Zera, kol kach yesh biyadcha, really, is that what you have in your hands? Right? As Rashi says, b'shmei de Rebbe, that's what, you have that as Rebbe's shita? I have a different din, that could, because it says like this in a brisa. Let's say the master writes a shtar erusin l'shivchaso. Right, he's trying to marry his shivcha kananis. So again, obviously you're not allowed to marry shivcha kananis. You can marry a free woman. So the question is, what's the deal? So Rabbi Meir omer mikudesh is chachamim omer einu mikudesh. So Rabbi Meir says they're married, right? because Pashas is he's freeing her. The chachamim say not that way. So that's, you know, what do you mean, Rabbi? How can you tell me that? He must have already freed her. If the chachamim over here say, right, that they're not married whatsoever. So the Gemara says, "Kedama Rabba Barav Shila." It's like Rabba Barav Shila says, as we're going to see in a second. Kesharabba Hiniach Lo Tefillin. We're going to see it in a couple of lines, right? If the master put tefillin on the slave, right, mamish, right? The master does. He puts the tefillin on him. So then that's a raya. That's proof that he must have freed him already. Obviously, a slave's not wearing tefillin. Hachanavis, he said, so over here, Kesharabba Hesio Isha. The story here is that the master is the shadchan, right? He's actually giving, right, the guy over, right, for marriage. So then if he's doing a biadayim, so that's a proof that excuse me, that he must have freed him already. So Gemara says, one second, but what do you mean the two cases we just gave? Right, again, one of them where he's marrying off his eved, and the other case, right, our bryce says that he's trying to marry a shivcha kananis. Right. Again, when we're saying that he would marry off the Eved to another free person, it must be that he already freed him. But if he's trying to marry himself off, that's not, he did not free his slave, his Shivcha Kananis, right? How does that make any sense? Meaning, if you're telling me that if he's trying to marry off his slave, it must be he's not going to allow him to marry someone but Isser, so he must have freed him. But the Chachamim say that if he tries to marry Shivcha Kananis, they're not married. So we're not going to say that if he himself is going to try and marry this woman, that he has not already freed her. So therefore, Amar of Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, Nachman Yitzchak says, no, let's refine the case a little bit better. Hachmai Eskin, the case is, Amar Lot Tzibo Vizkad Shibo. No, the case is, that Machlok is over there, that Brisa is where the master is saying, to the Shivcha Kananis, right, he's trying to use that as a get shichur as well. I mean, not that he already freed him, right? Again, like we said before, like Rashi highlighted already, like he's by the Eved, it must be that if he's marrying him off to some free woman, that he already freed her. Here, this price is the case is where he's trying to use the shtar to marry her as a get shichur as well. And that's what the machlok is. Rabbi Meir Savar Yesh Bazeh, Yesh Balashon Hazeh, Lashon Shichur. Right? Rabbi Meir says that if you're going to marry someone, it must be that you're freeing them, so that's the implied. And the Chachamim say simply, right, that it's not. I'm Rabbi Shubin Levi. Rabbi Shubin Levi says, Eved Sheniach Tefillin, again, this is what we referenced earlier. If Eved puts on Tefillin, Bifnei Rabbo, in front of his master, so Yatzel L'Cheirus, he goes free. Meisvei, hold on one second, I ask you a kasha. Lo Vehem Enu Rabbo, let's say the master borrows money, right, from the slave. Kol Shema Shekana Eved Kana Rabbo. Right, that's, you know, they can't, obviously an Eved doesn't have any possessions. So if the master is borrowing money from a slave, Osha so Rabba Apotropos, or he made him in charge of like his money or his estate or his managing his affairs or whatever, Osha Niach Tefillin Bifnei Rabba, or they put him Tefillin in front of him, Osha Kara Shalosh Psukim, or the basic Knesset, or he reads three Psukim in Shul, i.e. he gets an Aliyah, right, that's the minimum, right, so the Bifnei Rabba and his master is there, Harezeh Lo Yotzeh L'Cheres, that does not prove, this price says he does not go out. right, to freedom. So what's going on over here? So this is what we said before. Amarav Barav Shila, Kishrabah Huniyachlo Tfilin, right? It's only if he's actually putting tefillin on the slaves that would prove, right, that he freed him already. But if the Eved did it on his own, right, so then it could be that, you know, the master is just kind of like chilling, sleeping. He's not like going to protest that he, like, you know, be upset that he put on tefillin. He's not going to say, oh, by the way, you're still my slave. Right? It could be very well that he still employs him. But if he actually puts tefillin on via daim, so then. So then we're going to assume that he freed him. Just one Tosis over here, just not really related to, well, it's related, but it's just interesting to point out. There's a machlokes, again, not related necessarily, whether women make a bracha for mitzvah seishas magrama. Right? Again, because obviously by an Eved tefillin, right? Eved is chayav mitzvah kiisha, mitzvah seishas magrama. Right? So so if he puts on tefillin, right, gets a whole shayla over here, is that magrama or not? Okay, whatever. So Tosus points out over here, just very quickly, this is Tosus Lashita, that a woman who does a mitzvah that she's not obligated in, right? Mitzvah seishas magrama. Let's say sukkah, lulav, shofar, right? That's all the examples Tosus gives over here, and Tosus divrei maskil kisharabo. So Tosus Lashitase says that a woman would make a bracha on a mitzvah seishas magrama. Any mitzvah that a woman opts into, she does make a bracha. That is the Ashkenazi psak. Sfardim, on the other hand, hold like the Rambam and hold very vehemently, right, that Rav Avadia, etc., paskins, that women do not make a bracha if they opt into mitzvah. So whenever a Sfardi woman sits in the sukkah or shakes lulav or whatever, so she would not make a bracha whatsoever. It just, again, this is just one of those tosos that kind of comes up in a bunch of places. Okay, just wanted to point that out. Ki asa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Dimi came, again, always when Rav Dimi comes, right, he's coming from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he's very often quoting Rav Yochanan, and he said the following, Misha Amar B'shas Misaso Plonis Shivchasi Ali Shtavduba La'achar Mosi, right? If a guy is passing away, Rachman al-Tzlan, he's on his deathbed, and he says, do not make this Shivcha Knanis work. Don't make her do any work. Don't enslave her, right? Don't make her after I die. So what do you do? I mean, that doesn't mean you have to set her free, right? He's not setting her free. He's just saying, don't let her work. Right? Well, what value is there in an Eved doesn't work? So Gemara says, Kofen as a Yorshim, Kosen lo get Shechur. So we force the Yorshim, right, to write her get Shechur. Amar lefan over Rabbi Rasi. Rabbi Rasi said, what do you mean? Rebbe Yeta Modeshev Avadim. One second. Very nice that this, you know, his Shivcha Knanis treated him well when he was alive and he wants to be nice to her. But once you free her, right, you free all her kids. Right, any subsequent kids that she has, right, but any future kids, whenever a Shivcha Knanis has a child, right, that child is an Eved. So why, says Rami Amir Rami Yassi, would you necessarily deprive the Orshim of any future extra Avadim? I understand you. Okay, you want to leave her in the, put her in the guest house and let her have a nice life? Fine. But why should you have to write her a guest Shichur? Because then the Yorshim lose on the kids. Ki asa Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mi she'amar b'shas mitaso plonis shivchazi koras ruach asali. They quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying that if a guy says on his deathbed, this Shivcha Knanis did very well for me, right? She took care of me. So yas Allah koras ruach. So do good for her. I take care of her as well. So then kofen es hayoshim v'osan Allah koras ruach. And so we force the Yoshim also similarly, right, to free her. Right, then, to get her to shechur and free her. My time, what's the reason? Mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis, because there is a mitzvah, right, to be mekayim, right, what the divrei ameis. Just to point out, right, there is a Tosfos already talks about this. I forget, not here, somewhere else. I forget, a couple of blot ago. I forget the exact. I'm not going to flip back and try and find it. But there is an isser, by the way. There's an isser to free a Shivcha Knanis or an Eved Knani, right? The pasuk says Lo'olam Pehem Tavod, right? We saw a couple of times in the Masechta. You have to keep, right? You're not allowed to free necessarily. So how does that work over here? So Tosfos deals with it, right? It could be that if I'm trying to remember what he says, it could be a Bitzarach Mitzvah or whenever you have some other concern, right? Perhaps that okay, it's a Mitzvah Asay, right? It's not an Isser really. Okay, fine. Anyway, Viter. Amar Amemar. Amemar said, Hamafkir Avdo Oso Eved Ein Lutakana. Amemar says a little bit different than what we've been saying. That, again, if you remember before, we had Rav, Mafkir, and Makdish. If you're Mafkir, you're Eved, you make him Hefkar, or you're Makdish him to the Beis Hamikdash. Right, so then he goes free, and we had the whole discussion, right, whether you need to get Shichur or not. So Amemar says, if you're Mafkir and Eved, he's stuck. Right? Ein lo takana, he's nothing he can do. He needs to get shechur, but according to Amimar, he can't get shechur if you don't also sever the monetary connection you have. I mean, that has to come together. So once you are mafker him and you no longer have reshus to him, you're not able to write him and get shechur, and that evidence is stuck. My time, why is that? Gufe lo kanile, isuruhu diika de gabe, isuru lo matzi maknile. Again, as I just explained, right? The monetary, right, kind of, there's two connections between an evidence and the master. There's a monetary thing, and there's the isura that he's not allowed to marry a Jewish woman. So to get rid of the money, right? So he's not shaykh to them monetarily anymore. And to get rid of the isur, right, the only person who's able to get rid of the isur to give him a get shikhur, right, is someone who owns him. Amalir of Ashi Lamimar of Amar Ula, but Rashi said to Amir, what do you mean? Amar Ula, Amar Biochan, Rav Chia Bar Avin Amarav, right? Echazev, Echazev, Yachzel, Cheros, right? So get shikhur, right? Again, what you said, what we had before, right? They need a get shikhur. Again, that echazev echazev is makdish and what was that? What did I say? Makdish and mafkir, right? In both those cases, whether you give him the hektish or you mafkir him, right? He goes free, and you can give him get shechur. So I'm like, tzarech v'in lo takana. So I would say, yeah. What do you mean? What does Rav mean? He would interpret Rav as saying, what does tzarech mean? That he needs it. It means he needs it, but he can't get it, and he's stuck. Okay, that's how a meimar would understand Rav Shita. Igadamri. Some people say I'm a meimar hamafkir avod do umes. A little bit different, a little less of a chiddush, but also a big deal. Excuse me, someone's mafkir is eved and he dies. Also, eved ain't lo takana, so that eved, not that the eved dies, but the master dies. That eved is stuck. He cannot get shechur. My time, why is that? Gufe lo kanele yisura hu deika gabe yisura levrei lo moris. And that's exactly what we said before. A little different color, but meaning that the he has to give him a get shechur. Right, he doesn't own him anymore because he was mafkirim, right? And he can't, right? He's not the kinyan iser doesn't go from master to his son, right? He's not inherited by the yorshim, and therefore he's not there. The yorshim are not able to give him get shechur. Amar le Rashi to the Meimar, and again, same back and forth we had before, right? Tvaki asar of dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan derav Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hi, what about, right? We said that, again, we quoted Rav and Rabbi Yochanan by saying that he needs to get shechur. So Gemara says, Rav Dimi too, so. But what do you mean? Rav Dimi was a mistake, right? Rav Dimi had that kasha, right? If you had before, right? Again, just to flip up, if you go up to the top, right? It said that, Mi Shamar B'Shas Mizazo, Plonish Shivkasi Yashtabiba, right? Again, that's you kosher get shechur, right? The guy dies, right? And then he said, we make the Yorshim write a get shechur, right? We force them to get a get shechur, right? This Shivka took care of me, right? We make sure the Yorshim get rid of her. And write the Geshechur, and so he said, what do you mean? Yeah, that was a toast, that was a mistake, because Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, we rejected him, right, because we had the whole kasha about the children, that it's very nice, you want to set the Shifcha free, but why should you deprive the Yorshim, right, of the children? So that's where Rav Dimi Tosohu, that's where Amimar would say, that it was a mistake. So he said back to Amimar, so what mistake was it? The Lo Amra Blushin Shechur, what, that he didn't say, right, that the master, he just said, don't make her work, he didn't say, please free her? But if he would have said, please free this shevcha, so then they would have. They would be able to write a get shechur. And you're telling me that the Yorshim can't write a get shechur. So I'm like, could Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda really? No, I hold like Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. Right, Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda quoted Rabbi Yochanan not by saying that whole statement, but by saying the whole Koras Ruach thing. He never said anything to do Rav Dimi, right? It wasn't that he said don't work her. He said that please do koras ruach. As in that scenario, right? That you could write her against shachar. Okay, a couple more stories over here with the being mishachar and eved. Who discarta the avdi? This daven lo v'kochavim. There was some sort of right. There was discarta the avdi. Some sort of neighborhood of slaves. Right, Rashi says discarta is kirya, which is right. Kirya, you can say kirya Yoel, kirya whatever. So it's a neighborhood. The avde of avadim shal Yisrael. Right. Apparently, they had their own neighborhood over there. The Eved Kananim, right. They would work for the Jews and they would go home at night. And Rashi says umachrim lo v'kochavim, and they sold them to goyim. And apparently, the whole neighborhood. Right. All those avadim were sold to goyim. Right. And then kalu marvasa basroi, and then the goyim died. Right, and also came to Ravina, so they said, what do we do with these Eved Kananim? So we went to Ravina, and Amar Lehu, they said to him, Zil Ahadure Abnei Mar Vata Kamai, V'yichtavu Lechu Gita De Cherusa. Right, it basically said, go back to your first masters, meaning the Jews, and get Shechur from them, and then they can, then they can marry, you know, they can be fully Jews and they can marry Jewish women. I'm really Rabban la Ravina of Amar Amemar Mafka Evidu Umeis, Ozo Evidil of Takana. Aye, what about Amemar Shita? That if for whatever reason the master is Mafkir is Evid and then he dies, right, he can't fix it. I.e., in this case, it also is even worse being Mafkir, right? He sent it away, right? He sold it to someone else. So I'm a little Anakar of Dimi's really. Okay, I hope that Rav Dimi, right, who said that Rabbi Yochanan would just say that the Yorshim can write them get Shukr. Right, I'm related Rav Dimi Tausu. But what do you mean? What about the Kasha Rabbi Amar Rabbi Asi? Right, that basically said that didn't work out. So Amar Lu, Maita Uso, what was the problem? Right, the low Amra Belashan Shekhar, right? The whole problem was that the guy said, right, this woman was very good to me, don't work her. Don't work her. But if he had said, right, Ha Amra Belashan Shekhar, if he had said, please free her, right, so Hachanami, that would have worked. So written in, so that we hold like Rav Dimi. That it would work that the Yorshim could write against Shukr, and therefore, and also Hilchzaka Ravina, and the halacha is in fact like Ravina, right, against Damimar, and they can write against Shukr. The Yorshim can write against Shukr. Ahu avde de betray, come chay minayi v'shukr lepa'algei. This requires a little bit of a background. If an Eved is partially free, if an Eved is owned by two masters, and one of them frees him, so he's a chatzi Eved, chatzi ben chorin. So he's partially free and he's partially a slave. So basically what the whole discussion of the Mishnah is, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shammai, basically what we do is that we force the second master, right, to free the other, his half of the Eved, because he's stuck. He can't marry a slave because he is partially a free person, and he can't marry a regular Jew, right, a woman, because he's half an Eved. So basically, we free him because that's the nice thing to do. So basically, this Eved was owned by two guys, and one of them freed him. So now he's Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin. So Amar Idach, the other master said, "Well, Hashashami Be'er Rabbanan, Umafsid Luminai. Well, the Chachamim are going to hear about this, and they're going to force me to free the other half, right? To free my I don't want to free him, right? So he tried to play a game over here. Also, Akne Levno Katam. So he was makne the Eved to his kid, to his 10-year-old. As Rashi says over here, we don't do this whole song and dance with a katan. If a katan owns the slave, so then we don't free the Eved. Okay, Pashas is because the kid can't be makne. Okay, right, we talked about it already, whether a katan has ability to be kona, can he acquire. Definitely doesn't have an ability to be makne, to get rid of. Okay. To give someone else gifts. Shalcha Rav Yosef Bereid the Rav Kamed Rav Papa. They asked the winter of Papa, what do we do here? So Shalcha Lai said, back to him, Kasher Asar Ken Yasser Lo, Gemulo Yashiv Lo Barosho, right? Just like he did, let's do back to him. Let's play. He wants to play games. We got plenty of games up their sleeve. Anan Kimlan, right? We know, Bianuka by this kid, the Makarva Bedaite the Gabe Zuzi. Apparently he likes coins. Okay, which kid doesn't like coins, but okay, he likes coins. Mokmini Lay Apachabas. So we're going to make someone, right, in charge of the kid's money, right, in charge of his property. Well, Makarkish Leizuze, right, and the Eved is going to kind of take some coins and play around with it, right? It may kind of like, if you look at Rashi over here, right, that the Eved is basically going to give the kid some coins to play with and convince the kid, right, to free him, right? Because of Legita de Jerusa, and apparently the kid, or maybe the Apotropos will write, probably the Apotropos more accurately, probably will, the Apotropos will write a get shichur, al shmei, and the name of the kid, and then the kid, right, will give, right, will be mishachur, the Eved. That's basically how Rashi understands the Gemara. Tozo says, as you might imagine, right, does not like it whatsoever. If you look at Tosos just in the first line, Lo Nihira de Rebbeinu Shmuel, that's I think the Rashbam, which is Rashi's grandson. Perish Yekunches de Mefarj Al Shmei the Katan. Right, we're talking about that the Katan is freeing the Eved. She ain't Meiser got the Klum. What do you mean? What are you talking about? Well, we just got through saying it a second ago, right, that Eved can't be a Katan can't be Makna. What do you mean? A Katan can't do anything. Right, how in the world does that work? So Tosos is along. Go check it out over here. It is all back and forth and trying to figure out exactly what's going on over here. Okay, Viter. Tonor Rabbanan with under Nebraisa. Ha'omer Asisi Ploni Avdi Ben Chorin. The guy says, I freed my slave, Ozu Ben Chorin. So, sure enough, he's free. Sorry, or Asuri ben Chorin, he is a free, but this is different Lashonos. Right, the Gemara is going through different Lashonos in terms of whether they are effective or not. Asuri ben Chorin, I made him into a free person. Areyu ben Chorin, behold, he is a free guy. So the Gemara says the halacha is Areyu ben Chorin, he is free. Asonu ben Chorin, but if I will make him free, Asonu, I will make him free, then Rebbe Omer Kana v'lachamim lokana. The Rebbe says that works. The Chachamim say it does not work yet. Right? Obviously, you have to do it in the future. And Rabbi Yochanan v'kulam b'shtar, and Rabbi Yochanan says all these Lashonos are in, we're talking about in Ishtar. Tanar Rabbanu l'mid Rabbi, so let's get to the Mishnah. Bryce says like this, Omer Nesoti Sadeh L'Pona, similar discussion, right, just with a field. I gave a field to this guy, Laploni. I gave it to this guy. Nesuna Laploni, Hare, he shalom. Sorry, again, if he says, right, this field is his, this field is theirs, etc., etc. I gave this field to someone else. Hare, he shalom. Right, that works. Etnan Laploni, I will give it to someone. So Rabbi Meir, Omekarno, Chamam, Lokan, same Machlokas. Right, Rabbi Meir says he has acquired the field, and Rabbi Chamam say he has not. Rabbi Yochanan, Kula B'Shtar, again, Rabbi Yochanan says this is all the Shonos, we're discussing the Shonos. Right, within a star. Tanar by the one under Brisa. Homer Asisi Ploni Avdi Ben Chorin. If the guy says, I freed my slave. For who, Omer? The slave says, Lo Asani. The slave says, no, you didn't. So Hashina and Shema Zika Lo Ayde Acher. Right, we're concerned. We're not concerned. But we're Choshesh. Even like it tells us, Hashina and Hudavadai. Right, we're not really Choshesh. We assume, right, that he gave a Get Shechrur to the slave, but he gave it to somebody else. Right, Zachan Ladam Shalom Bafanam. Right, we assume he was Mizaka, the slave is freedom, through somebody else. Kasavti v'nasati lo, but if the guy says, I wrote the Shtar Shechur and I gave it to him, v'hu omer, and then the Eved says, lo kasavli v'lo nasanli, and the Eved says, I don't know what you're talking about, I didn't get anything. So then, hodas bal edim k'me edim dami, right, then if the person admits, right, the Eved admits, right, that's as if there's 100 witnesses, and then he's not free, and then the guy has to, the master has to free him again. Homer sadi nasati, again, similar discussion, homer nasati sadi l'plonis l'ploni, guy says, I gave this field to somebody, v'hu omer lo nasanli, if he says, I don't know what you're talking about, so chashina shamazika lo ade'acher, we assume that he gave the shtar, right, of the ownership, to somebody else, and Zachan Ladim Shalavana, and therefore the guy acquires it. But if Kasavti or Nasati lo, who Omer lo Kasav lo Nasan Lei, right? But if the guy says, based on I gave him the field and I wrote it out and I gave him the star, and the other guy says, I don't know what you're talking about, so then Hodas Bal Idim Kame Idim Dami, then we assume, right, that the guy is admitting, right, it's as if it's 100 witnesses, and we believe the guy that it's not his. Mi Ochal Peros, who in that scenario, right, gets the produce, right? If we, again, obviously we should assume that it should be the master. Right, so just to clarify, who gets the peros? Rav Chista Omer no sein ochel peros, right? The giver, right? The old master. For Rabba Amar, Rabba says a little bit different. Amar Mishalshin is a peros, right? We give it to someone else. Rashi says over here a biad shlish, a third party, a neman who is believed. Actually, Avo Elio until Elio and Navi comes and figure out exactly what happened over here. Vlo pligi haba abav haba bra, and it's not machlokas. Right, it depends on whether it's the father or the son, meaning that's not actually the machlokas, right? Again, Rav Chista is talking about the father, but the father knows, right? The father is the guy getting the field, so he knows whether he got it or not. And the son, right, may not necessarily know what's going on at all, right? So therefore, it could be that the zochan l'olam shalom b'fanav, and there was some sort of gift given over and without his knowledge. Okay, shkoyach, we'll go back there on the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.